Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 1st of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the truth that God will open doors for us that no one can shut. We turn again to Revelation chapter 3 and verses 7 to 13, the message to the church in Philadelphia. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who is holy and true, the one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close, and what he closes, no one can open. I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. Because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take away your crown. All who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of my God, and they will never have to leave it. And I will write on them the name of my God, and they will be citizens in the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, that comes down from heaven from my God. And I will also write on them my new name. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. Have you ever encountered negative naysayers in the church who try to convince you that God's vision for the church can never be achieved? They may insist that God has closed all doors, leaving no room for growth or progress. In times like these, it is crucial for the church to remain focused on walking through the doors that God opens with courage and faith. We must recognize that the only voice that truly matters is His. It is God who opens and closes doors. In our passage, the church in Philadelphia faced a similar situation. Despite being a small and seemingly insignificant church, Jesus commended them for their faithfulness. He acknowledged that they had limited strength, yet they had held fast to his word and did not deny his name. Jesus then declared to them, "I have opened a door for you that no one can close." These words from Jesus hold a powerful message for us today. When God opens a door, no one can close it. It doesn't matter what the negative naysayers say or how impossible the situation may seem. If God has opened a door for the church, it is up to us to trust in his vision and to step through it with faith. God opens and closes doors. However, it can be challenging to discern which doors God has opened for us. We may be bombarded with various opportunities, opinions, and distractions. In order to navigate through this, we need to seek God's guidance and ask Him to help us see with faith instead of fear. God's voice is often gentle and still amidst the chaos of the world. As we listen for His still, small voice, He will calm our fears and ensure that we fulfill His purpose for our lives and for the church. It is through this intimate relationship with God that we can discern His will and confidently walk through the doors He opens for us. So, let us not be swayed by the negative voices around us. Let us focus on God's promises and trust in His plan for the church. God opens and closes doors. Even when it seems like all doors are closed, Remember that God is the one who holds the key. He is the one who opens and closes doors according to his perfect timing and purpose. You may want to delve deeper into these thoughts today, in which case these reflection questions may help you. Are there any closed doors in your life or in your church that you need to surrender to God? And how can you seek his guidance and trust in his timing? I hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotional podcasts, as we remember that God opens doors no man can shut.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.